This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. From the big jobs report from last week, jobs in childcare up by 5,700 people in November to just 3% below the staffing level before pandemic. But as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, the recent gains might be at risk.
Nearly 400,000 teachers and caregivers, about a third of the total childcare workforce, lost or left their jobs when the pandemic hit. So the fact that we're nearly caught back up would seem like something to celebrate. Not quite, says Julia Pollack at ZipRecruiter.
The number of payroll employees fully recovered in June of last year. 17 months later, employment in the childcare industry still has not fully recovered.
Supply hasn't kept up with demand.
On ZipRecruiter, there are enormous numbers of vacancies for childcare workers.
Pollack says those employers can't compete with more lucrative industries, like healthcare and retail, that pay higher wages. Cynthia Randolph Vaughn runs a daycare in Indianapolis.
We're constantly in a state of looking for people.
$24 billion in federal pandemic funding helped Randolph Vaughn and other providers staff up and raise wages. But the money's run out.
Really just kind of cut off cold turkey.
And so this moment of recovery is also one of peril, says Brandy Jones-Lawrence at the UC Berkeley Center for the Study of Childcare Employment.
So yes, we are back to near pre-pandemic normal, but we got there because we had a national federal infusion of dollars that has now dried up.
Meanwhile, parents, especially moms, are back to work at record levels, and childcare demand is through the roof. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.